The gold-ringed eyes looked at Roland with what might almost have been weary amusement.
"Oi,"
Roland said, stretching out his hand, knowing it might be bitten and not caring in the least. He supposed that part of him, and not a small one either, wanted to be bitten.
"Oi, we all say thank you. I say thank you, Oi."
The bumbler did not bite, and spoke but one word.
"Olen,"
said he. Then he sighed, licked the gunslinger's hand a single time, hung his head down, and died. 11. As dawn strengthened into the clear light of morning, Patrick came hesitantly to where the gunslinger sat in the dry stream bed amid the roses, with Oi's body spread across his lap like a stole. The young man made a soft, interrogative, hooting sound.
"Not now, Patrick,"
Roland said absently, stroking Oi's fur. It was dense but smooth to the touch. He found it hard to believe that the creature beneath it had gone, in spite of the stiffening muscles and the tangled places where the blood had now clotted. He combed these smooth with his fingers as best he could.
"Not now. We have all the livelong day to get there. And we'll do fine."
No, there was no need to hurry. No reason why he should not leisurely mourn the last of his dead. There had been no doubt in the old king's voice when he had promised that Roland should die of old age before he so much as touched the door in the tower's base. They would go, of course, and Roland would study the terrain. But he knew even now that his idea of coming to the tower on the old monster's blind side and then working his way around was not an idea at all, but a fool's hope. There had been no doubt in the old villain's voice. No doubt hiding behind it, either.